Okay, so Revi of Chukas, after Mei Meriba, Moshe engages with Edom, Vayishlach Moshe Melachim, for rites of passage. The Ramban notes how delicate a situation it really is, in contrast to the delegations that were sent to Sichon, where it was very clear that the Jewish people were going to the Eretz Asher Hashem Elokeinu Nosen Lanu. The Ramban notes here, "V'amr Yisrael le'Adam ad asher na'avur gulacha v'lo yizkiru lo es ha'aretz asher Hashem Elokeinu nosen lanu, shelo yikane behem al ha'aretz le'mor ki lahem ha'isa lula lakat shelakach b'chol raso v'rchaso b'mirma." Right, and this is also implicit in a lot of Rashi's comments, right? V'yimayin Edom, you know, when Edom refused, l'seisas Yisrael avor b'gulo v'yit Yisrael me'alav, you know, ba'am kaved v'yad chazakah, they came out, right, that tendiz goyim, that you are Mizga'a be'akol kol Yaakov, so we're going to be Mizga'a be'ayadayim de Esav. So there's no question that this interaction is very much laden with the history, the specific history with Yaakov and Esav. And a matter of fact, the Abravanel takes it one step further. It wasn't just, as the Ramban is saying, that they were being very careful in terms of the language they were using and not mentioning, you know, El Haaretz Asher Hashem Elokeinu Nosen Lanu. But the Abravanel says, you know, Edom, you know, could be justified in not wanting to deal with the Jewish people, especially when the Jewish people are presenting, you know, these ideas, b'misilah nala, you know, b'yemecha nishtani b'knai b'nasati b'chram, you know, they don't have such a good history in terms of, you know, mechira with Yaakov, mechrach hayom es b'choras chali, v'yema'ein Edom, right, the whole name Edom, according to the Ramban, is halitenina, min Adom Adom azeh, was derech la'aga, that people would mock Esav for thinking in such a short-term way and not, you know, being able to reflect on the long-term consequences of that kind of transaction. You know, it's two more hayaros that I thought were very, very significant. You know, the introduction is Ka'amar Achicha Yisrael, and there's really a fascinating debate in the, you know, or really subtle issue that comes up in terms of the status of Esav. You know, on the one hand, Lo Sisa'ev Mitzri Kigir Ha'Esav Yaratzol Lo Sisa'ev Adomi, ki achicha hu. There's no question al pi halacha that, you know, Esav is considered an ach. But Rashi here quotes, you know, komar achicha Yisrael, that we're all b'nei Avram. And that is not so clear. Especially Shitas HaRambam, and there's enough nafkamina in terms of Hilchos Mila. You know, Mila is given to Zara Avram, ki v'yitzchak ikari l'cha Zara, b'yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak, right, lafuke Esav. So there's nafkamina for purposes of Mila, there's nafkamina for purposes of Nedarim. So you have a very fascinating issue with Esav, you know, al regalachas for the Rambam, where it seems like the latitudinal bonds are still very much in order in terms of, you know, the achva that exists between Yaakov and Esav. Ko amar achicha Yisrael tayadata iskalat lo asher mitzaasu. That is very much true. Lo sisa'ev adomi ki achicha hu. But meidach yisa, right, at the same time, the status of Zera Avram, you know, is very much in question. Rashi already begins to allude to that. Ger yezaracha be'eretz lo lehem avadum v'inu osam arba me'oshana, that Esav was matil ishtarchov on Yaakov Avinu, and because Esav was matil ishtarchov on Yaakov Avinu, right, so that may in fact impact the status of Zera Avram, and like I say, they're nafkamina in terms of Mila, you know, and they're nafkamina in terms of Nedarim as well, when we refer to B'nei Avram, or Zera Avram. So that's an issue to be aware of as well. So again, number one, the sensitivity to the historical, you know, interactions between Yaakov and Esav is very much the motif of this aliyah. Number two, right, appreciating the difference between the Geder Achva and the status of Zera Avram. I'll note a third point and then make a final point in terms of, you know, our self-understanding. I think the third point that has to be made here is that we do see a transition in terms of the you know, role of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, lachem lo savio esakahal hazeh el haaretz asher nishbati lahem heima mei meriva asher ravu v'nei Yisrael es Hashem v'yikadesh bam. So the Aliyah begins again, v'yishlach Moshe malachim yikadesh al melech adom. It starts out between the leaders. But when that doesn't work, you know, Vayomer Elav Edom, not even the Melech Edom. So the Ramban is sensitive. He says, why doesn't it mention the Melech Edom? He says, it doesn't really matter who the Melech Edom was. It's not like they were important personas like Sichon and Og, but I think there's a deeper point to be made here that it's, you know, about Yaakov and Esav. It's about the historical confrontation. It's not about the leadership per se. And not only that, but, right, the role of Moshe Rabbeinu is beginning to fade. Vayomer Elav B'nai Yisrael by Mesila Nala. Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, so to speak, is removed from the negotiations in a very fascinating way, in my opinion. And by the time that we get to, you know, Shvi, Vayishlach Yisrael Malachim, El Sichon Melech HaEmori, Lemor, right? The fact of the matter is that it's no longer, you know, Moshe that's sending the Malachim for a similar request. It's Yisrael. Moshe has faded, in a certain sense, into the background. So that's another Hayar. And then one final Hayar, I guess we're coming to, you know, a little bit more in terms of Hayaros than just one point. But one final point that I think is, you know extremely significant in terms of appreciating this Aliyah is our self-conception. Whenever we tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so we put a dagesh on tefillah. That's captured by the Rashi I was alluding to before, Hakol Kol Yaakov Adayim Yedei Esav. So you have this in Mikra Bikurim as well. You know, if you can condense Jewish history into three or four psukim, it's very fascinating that the role of tefillah and sa'aka is, you know, so prominent. And that's exactly what we have in terms of these psukim. You know, I'll just quote from Mikra Bikurim for a second, then I'll come back here. You know, Vayirei Ulanu Mitzrayim Lavosenu Vanitzaku Hashem Vayishma Kolenu, that we cried out to Hashem, and of course Hashem heard us. Vayaras Anyenu Vesamalenu Veslachatenu Vayutienu Hashem Mitzrayim Biad Chazakav Yisrael Tziyah V'Murah Gadol Uvemosos Uvemovsim. Right. So the idea of Vanitzaku Hashem Vayishma Kolenu, that is, you know, central to our self-understanding of our history, and that's why it plays such a role in Mikra Bikurim. You find the same phenomenon here, you know, Atayadata is Klatva'a Asher Mitzasnu. So, you know, you know everything that happened to us. Again, we're condensing Yetzias Mitzrayim for purposes of relying it to Esav in such a truncated kind of a way. And here it's, you know, even briefer. It's, you know, not four psukim, it's two psukim. The pasuk says, Vanitzakul Adonai Vayishma kolenu, vayishlach malach, vayotzienu mimitzrayim, v'inei anachnu v'kadesh, ir kitzei givulacha. Right? Vanitzak al Hashem, vayishma kolenu. The entire story is a story of tzaaka and tefillah. Right? So our self-understanding in terms of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the way that it gets projected forward, the Dorei Doros, is really predicated on the centrality of tefillah to the entire enterprise.